Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We start by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah for all the bounties and ni'mah, all the mercy upon this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so merciful. It is true, when you look around the world, as a Muslim, we feel like we've been left alone, like an orphan. We've been deserted, and Shaitan continues to play with our minds, our hearts, our souls, to a point where Muslims feel like, Mata Nasrullah, when will Allah's help come? No one doubts, and no one should doubt, that we are on the right path. Allah is there, Allah has always been there, and Allah will always be there. It is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every individual who believe in Allah, who believe in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whenever you feel low, you feel down, look at the positive side, that the best of Allah's creation, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were tested to the limit. They were tested. When you look at our test, it's nothing compared to their test. Look on that positive side and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, for all these minor tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah, Allah, we depend on you, we trust on you, our hopes are on you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us see through this test, to make us successful in both worlds, this dunya and akhirah. One of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from time to time, Allah knows how weak we are. Allah knows how vulnerable we are. And Allah knows how our enemy, number one, Shaitan, is 24/7 on our back, on our cases. He's always there to make sure that the promise he took from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilled, that Ibn Adam, most of them, or as much as possible, to follow him to the hellfire, Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. One of the bounty and ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, the opportunity is right, knocking on our door, few days away. Look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We look back, we talk, we discuss. We say, remember last Ramadan, you know, we were doing this, we were doing that. It's just like we're talking about like a few months ago. It's 11 months ago. Do you see how fast the time is flying? And we were told by the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that as the time is getting to the end of, near to the Qiyamah, end of the world, a year will feel like a month. And a month will feel like a week. And a week will feel like a day. And a day will feel like just a few hours. And that's how it is. You know, when you talk to somebody who says that, another Ramadan, I feel like the other one just went a few months ago. But that's how fast the time is passing. The question is not about how fast the next Ramadan is going to come. The question is how prepared I am for the next Ramadan. Mentally, physically, emotionally. Have I prepared myself to benefit fully from the blessed month of Ramadan, which is only a few days away? It will come and it will pass before we even blink. We won't even realize 30 days have come and gone. But a wise person is that one who prepare themselves to benefit fully from the blessed month of Ramadan. Who at the end of the month look at their deeds and they say, Alhamdulillah, I'm better off now than I was before Ramadan. And the foolish is that one who will look back and think, I've gained nothing from the blessed month of Ramadan. In fact, I've gone from plus to minus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding to benefit from the blessed month of Ramadan and all the bounties and ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed in the blessed month of Ramadan. Salman radiallahu anhu mentioned in the hadith, he said that we were with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the month of Sha'ban, the last few days of Sha'ban, like just we are talking about last few days of the month of Sha'ban. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that the month which is coming, which is the month of Ramadan, one of the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this month, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has already told us through the teaching, the hadith mentioned by Salman radiallahu anhu, for us to understand, prepare, to work on it, to take full advantage of every second of this month, to benefit fully from every opportunity, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma balighna Ramadan, may Allah make us witness the month of Ramadan. And once we witness, oh Allah, make us benefit from the month of Ramadan. Once we benefit from it, we ask Allah, oh Allah, accept our deeds and our actions. There may be, we are weak, and our action may not be as good as you are expecting them. But Allah, through your mercy, accept our actions, our deeds. No one can claim that, alhamdulillah, I've done 100%. And no one can claim that my all actions and deeds have been accepted. Illa bi rahmatillah. Except through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salman radiallahu anhu mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that one of the benefit ni'mah in this month is that whoever does an action which is not obligatory, nafl, giving something in the sadaqah, praying, reading, something which is out of from his own initiative, his own extra effort, not obligatory, fard is there. Something you go out of your way and you do it in the month of Ramadan. Look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that that action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our good deeds books, in the reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that in reality should be like for like. But Allah says no. This is my month, and I will show my servants my how merciful I am, that for that action which my servant did it out of his own wish, without me making compulsory on them, I will reward my servant equivalent to any further, any obligatory action that was done out of the month of Ramadan. You pray nafl, you get the reward for farz. Look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. My dear brothers, we've seen it and we see it every single year. The question is not, do I need it? The question is how we have been trapped. Whenever you see an advert, oh, it is a sale. 50%, 40%. Sometimes they don't even write how many percent. It's just the word S-A-L-E. It drags people to go and spend without even asking themselves twice, do I need it? But no, it is a sale. And how people get trapped. You go there for one item, you come out of there with five items. Then you ask yourself, I went there with a budget of £10, I came, I spent £50. How did that happen? But that's how it works. When you're in there, you'll see one more item, another item, another item. And the times of going to the shop doesn't exist anymore now. Everything is in your palm. You see this cell, that cell, you know, what Friday cell, I don't know, December cell, January cell, and so on. Every other month there is a cell. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering us through His mercy that do an action which is not a farz obligatory in the month of Ramadan, I will reward you, I will add to your good books, in your good deeds, equivalent to you have performed a farz. The ajr and sawab will be given as if you have performed a farz out of the month of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ told us, Allah is offering. Only a foolish will let this kind of offer go without grabbing it with both hands. A wise person will take advantage of every second of this month. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, and he said, "Waman adda farida." So what about that was an nafil action? What about a farz that will be performed in the month of Ramadan? Again, it should be like for like. But no, Allah is showing how merciful Allah is in the month of Ramadan, the blessed month. And the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever performed a farz action in the month of Ramadan, he prayed your fajr, he prayed your dhuhr, he prayed your asr, maghrib, isha, and so on. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them 70 times for that one action. One farz, you get reward for 70 times. You pray one fajr. Remember the hadith of Prophet ﷺ? Is it supposed to be how many? Equivalent to 10. Because originally the salat were 50. So that is still there, the ajr. You pray one farz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as promised, He will reward us as if we have performed 10. And here the offer continues 70 times in the month of Ramadan. Only a foolish will continue sleeping, making excuses that, oh, you know what, I missed my dhuhr. Why? Because I was busy. And if you really want to see with your own eyes, mashallah, the maghrib is full, you know, and there's a good reason for it. You ask any Muslim in the month of Ramadan, when is maghrib today? Oh, they'll tell you to the second. Ask that in Sha'ban, I'll have to look at the timetable. Ask that in Shawwal, I'll have to look at the timetable. But in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, it's a good that we remember what time is iftar, what time is suhoor, what time is fajr. But why can't we continue that throughout the year? The only way it can happen is I make salat as my priority and not my option. It shouldn't be an exercise, tick box exercise, as they call it. Done, done, done. No. Allah doesn't need our prayers. We need His mercy. We need His acceptance. Never let shaitan lie to us, thinking, you know what, I've done Allah a favor. Allah doesn't need our favors. We need His favors. That Allah, I've prayed dhuhr, that's it, I'm done. After performing the action, we should be humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, please accept my action. Oh Allah, accept my salat. Oh Allah, accept my recitation. Oh Allah, accept my song. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us in another hadith where he mentioned so many at the end of the day, they have nothing gained from the whole day except for staying thirst and hungry. May Allah protect us and may Allah not make us amongst those. Why? Because they thought they were fasting, but to them fasting was just an exercise, was not an ibadah. They did not protect themselves. They've never protected that soul from continuing sinning, lying, foul language, and so on. For them, it was just another day. The habits they had before Ramadan were still with them throughout the Ramadan. And the funny thing is, look how merciful Allah again is. Because for 11 months, who do we blame for our mistakes and errors and sins? Shaitan. Everything I do wrong, you know what? Shaitan made me do this. To a point even Shaitan started laughing. I wasn't even there to make you that, to do that action. You did yourself, and still I get the blame for it. It becomes a habit. You start doing it, you start sinning it, without even Shaitan telling you to do it. But look how merciful Allah is. In the month of Ramadan, as soon the month enters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how weak we are. He removes and he chained and he jails Shaitan away from us. So he doesn't spoil blessed month of Ramadan, our ibadah. Now who are you going to blame then? No one but myself. If I did not pray my dhuhr, pray my salat, make my ibadah, protect my soul, leave those bad habits before Ramadan, leave them there, never to return. If I didn't do it, then no one to be blamed except for myself. I cannot blame anyone except myself. Because Shaitan said I wasn't there. I was on holiday for 30 days. So we have to be prepared mentally, physically, and emotionally. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq and ability to benefit fully from the month of Ramadan. The time doesn't allow me, but brothers and sisters and those listening at home, the blessed month of Ramadan is only a few days away. We should have been already prepared ourselves, as the Prophet ﷺ told us. The month of Sha'ban is the month to prepare ourselves for the blessed month of Ramadan. If we haven't, this is the time to start programming ourselves. What am I going to benefit in the month of Ramadan? What shouldn't I be doing in the month of Ramadan? And what should I be focusing in the month of Ramadan? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq and ability to fulfill all the rites of the blessed month of Ramadan, inshallah.